Morning, Aaron.
Morning. You're still wearing that?
Sure am. Doesn't it look swell? I like to think I'm hip with the kids. What?
Nothing. I just never thought I'd hear an old person say that. Like, ever.
I'm young at heart. Regardless, it's staying on until official authority tells me to take it off. Doesn't make me look as stiff.
Well, you're right on that.
Hey, kid. I wanted to apologize about not being able to tell you about your father sooner. Honestly, I was trying my darndest to warn you about him finding out without setting off any red flags that I am on your side.
It's okay. Trust me, I don't blame you for anything. I know you would have told me sooner if you could. I'm just upset that I made a stupid mistake that caused my father to find out.
Hey, who knew he would think to check your debit card?
I should have thought about that kind of stuff. I was just so excited to hang out with other people that I just didn't think.
No one should think when they're having fun, especially someone in your situation. You aren't to blame at all.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you, do you know anything else about Xavier? Who is he?
Gonna be honest with you, kid. I have no idea. Seems like a young punk agent who's designed to keep an eye on you by blending in. A field agent. He doesn't seem to have a clear objective, and every other agent is out of the loop with what he's doing exactly.
He said he'd be watching me.
Well, he's doing a poor job of that. Haven't seen him around this building all weekend. Then again, you haven't gone out since your dad came here Friday.
Yeah, I was a little shocked he found out.
Perhaps Xavier was just an idle threat from your father.
Hopefully.
In any case, don't let this affect your relationships. You should be going to class. You'll be late.
Right. See you later.
Hello, Aaron Lycan. Thought you'd seen the last of me from before?
It's only been a weekend.
I suppose, but you seem pretty comfortable leaving your room without the bandana you normally wear. Especially after I asked you so nicely to wear it.
I don't wear it anymore.
Why not?
I don't need to.
Oh, but you look so cool with it on. You really play the role of mysterious type very well.
That's not what I am.
Remember Midnight? That movie based on the book about the vampires, Edward Culinary or whatever. Now that guy was quiet and mysterious. And all I know is chicks dig that stuff, so you should put it back on.
I'm not into that idea at all. What are you even doing here anyways?
What does it look like? I'm getting me some college done.
In the middle of the semester?
I'm a late bloomer, what can I say?
You're here to spy on me.
Say what? Nah, like I said, I'm here to get some college.
I'm not afraid of you in the slightest.
Oh, come on. We're buddies since childhood, remember? Wouldn't want your dad to find out about anything now, right?
All right, now, settle down, Crash. Today we're going to be learning more about Heapify algorithms.
What was that about? At least I can enjoy my lunch alone. I just need to get my lunch and leave.
Hello! How may I take your order today?
Can I get a large Americano and a PB&J?
Anything else?
An apple, please.
Name?
Aaron.
Perfect! Your order will be out as soon as we can get it. We're kind of low on staff still and have some new trainees learning, so...
Ouch!
Please bear with us.
All right.
Oh, jeez, it's crowded today. I'm going to go and get in line for food.
And coffee!
That too.
Hey, Aaron!
Oh, shoot! No, not right now!
Aaron?
He can't know I have friends. If he sees her, that's it!
Hello?
Oh, but at least it's not.
Are you okay, Aaron?
Hey, Jenny! Sorry about that.
Daydreaming?
Yeah, kinda. Just thinking about stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Food?
You and me both. Class was rough today, so I'm starving.
Aaron, buddy, you okay? Oh, hey, you're that cutie from the other day.
Oh, didn't realize you two were hanging out.
We're not, we're...
Of course we are. BBFs, you know?
What does that stand for?
Best bro friends.
Aww!
Jenny, I can't find a seat anywhere.
Hey, why don't you guys come sit with Aaron and I? We got a table with enough seats over there.
Who are you?
Xavier. I'm new here, just transferred to this school.
In the middle of the semester.
Special admittance. I applied for a transfer mid-year.
Ah, I see.
We'll sit next to you guys for sure! If you want us to.
Sure, why not?
Perfect. Come this way.
So, Xavier, what brings you into town?
The pursuit of knowledge, of course. That and... No, it's too sad, I can't say.
Well, I mean, you... Just kinda did.
What is it?
It's just my grandmother needed my help. She's greatly sick and I wanted to be close to her in case she...
Oh no!
He's lying again.
Whoa, sorry I asked.
That's so sad and heartwarming. Would you like some of my food?
No, thank you. But thank you, I'm just so happy to see that Aaron has good friends.
I mean, we're close, but friend-
Of course! We're all Aaron's friend here!
Good. That's great to know!
I gotta get going. I'll see you guys around.
Huh? Aaron?
If this is a dream, please don't let me wake up!
Ugh, sorry, Diana.
It's no probs, Aaron. Though I gotta admit, kinda disappointed. You're normally a lot faster on your toes than that.
Same to you.
I mean, I kinda wanted that to happen.
Yeah, guess I got other things on my mind. Where are you off to in a hurry?
Back to my room. I'm just distraught right now.
Aw, that sucks. Maybe some rest will do you good.
Yeah, here's hoping. See ya, Diana.
See ya. Nice going, Diana. I had a classic moment to get close to him, and I totally blew it.
He's appearing almost everywhere I go. And then they told him I was their friend. I mean, we talk, yeah, but do I even deserve friends?
I don't know, do you?
Huh?
It's rather interesting, isn't it? How they don't know your secret.
Wait, my father?
Told me yes. I'm one of the very few people that know your secret, Aaron Lycan. It's funny. You don't have any physical traits of being one. You're not considered human either. Just what exactly are you?
I'm a person. A person that wants to be left alone.
Ah, well, see, that would be possible for a normal person, but you are not a normal person. You know what will happen to you if you lose your temper, correct? Not normal person?
I've been told not to do it my entire life, and I've never lost control of myself, nor do I ever intend to.
And your father has done a good job of keeping you on a leash to make sure that never happens. And now I'm going to make sure it stays that way.
Go tell my father about my friends. I know that's what you're getting at.
Oh, please, that would be too easy.
What do you mean?
Your friends, they'll become mine. You're not the only one who can be popular after all.
Huh? What does that mean?
Did Xavier say anything else?
He was being really cryptic in what he was saying. But I have this feeling that at any moment, my father's gonna come through that door and tell me to pack my things and...
No, I doubt that.
Huh?
A good agent doesn't tell you his intentions, he just does them. I got a bad feeling about this Xavier kid.
Maybe you could tell my dad.
I can't. Then he'll know I'm getting buddy-buddy with you. At which point I'll be kicked off the assignment. And frankly, kid, I'm the only one you got on the inside.
Yeah, I know.
My advice for now is to be very careful around Xavier. He seems like a loose cannon. He's young, so that's more than likely the case.
Is he gonna do anything to hurt my friends?
Doubt it. Not right now, at least. He seems far too smart to do anything like that. At least from what I can tell. Sounds like he can manipulate others into believing him.
What should I do? I don't want this guy around me all the time.
You'll have to play his game, tit for tat. And above all else, try not to let him know he's getting under your skin. Kid seems like the kind of person to enjoy that.
Right. Hey, can I ask you a kind of personal question? What's your name?
My name? I'm afraid I can't give that to you. But you can call me Agent R for now.
All right. I just have to play this game then. This is so annoying.
One more time.